You know how every so often you run into something that is so absurd, so ridiculous that you have to watch it again and again, or maybe listen to it again and again, just to make sure that you understood what you heard? Well, that was my reaction when I listened to I guess she's a teacher. She's a grammar school teacher, maybe high school, hard to say, she doesn't identify. But she is just so apologetic, so contrite, because she made a big mistake in the classroom. I mean, it was a big mistake, huge. And she spends 90 minutes apologizing for what she did. She says she'll never do it again. And I believe her. Here's what she's apologizing for. Take a listen.
Guys, I messed up. I messed up. So I had a kid on Monday. They said their pronouns were she, her. Then on Wednesday, yesterday, they came to me and they said, you know what? My pronouns are they, them. I want you in the class to use they, them. Okay, cool, great. They come to class today. There's names on desks in groups for assigned seats. They can't find theirs because I guess my first class knocked it off. So I go to the class. Hey, is she in anyone's group? Does anyone see her name? It took me 5 minutes to realize what I did. So someone asked a question yesterday. What do you do when you mess up? Well, we all mess up. So what I did when they were sitting by themselves, I approached them and said, I screwed up, didn't I? And they said, yep. And I said, I am so sorry. That is completely 100% my fault. I apologize. I will not get it wrong moving forward. Please know I heard you when you told me your pronouns, and I will get it right. That was totally my bad. I apologize. So that's what you do. You own it. You apologize. They were happy that I came over to them. They were disappointed in me. I just saw the look of disappointment, and I was just like so disappointed in myself. But we just get better. We learn, we grow, get better.
Oh, the humanity of using the wrong pronouns. Now, Cyrus, I have a question. Now, this is not one of those serious questions. This is an actual question. What if they, the student in question, changes their mind and comes back to class this morning and says, you know what? Originally, my pronouns were she, her. Then they were they, and you messed up on that big time. Big time. I mean, you should have been fired, but had it not been for that apologizing video. But now I'm going to be she again.
It reminds me of like an old Western where the guy's just shooting at someone's feet. It's like, dance. Dance for me.
Imagine the fun. Oh, here's a homework assignment, kids. Imagine the fun you could have if you belong to a school like that. If you're attending a school like that, we've got teachers, heaven forbid, like that. They're everywhere, by the way. Think of the fun you could have if you come in on Monday and you tell that teacher my pronouns or whatever you want. And then 2 days later, switch them again. A day after that, switch them again. And then like every few days, just keep switching pronouns. And see how many apologizing videos you can get out of that teacher. I mean, at some point, I would think, Cyrus, don't you think, at some point the teacher's going to say, knock it off. You can't keep switching your pronouns. In which case, the student should say, why not? Says who, hater? Why can't I? That's an honest question, don't you think?
It's unfortunate. This teacher looks like she's trying to, be a good teacher and do what she thinks is best. Well, she's wrong.
I don't see that.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you?
I see virtue signaling. I see her saying, you know what? I'm going to just show what a great person I am by abject groveling, because they originally said she, now they're they. Okay, so thank you for that audio. Now this ties into a few other things. There is a conservative pundit. Her name is Ali Beth Stuckey, I think. Stuckey. I don't know her. In fact, I don't really know much of anything about her. But the Daily Wire is pointing out that she, like other people, got suspended on Twitter because she identified the transgender weightlifter as a man. So they suspended her. Apparently, she's quite popular. They suspended her for a tweet that said of the transgender Olympic weightlifting competitor, Laura Hubbard, "Hubbard failing at the event doesn't make his inclusion fair. He's still a man, and men shouldn't compete against women in weightlifting." So Twitter, they reared up on their hind legs. You can't really say he, because Twitter's not a he, or Twitter's not a she. So I guess in this case, it does make sense. Twitter reared up on their hind legs, and they sent her a notification saying that you were being suspended because of hateful conduct. You may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease. And it's unclear what in her statement was threatening or harassing or anything. She just pointed out that biologically, this personage is a man. So to regain access to her account, and this again being reported by the Daily Wire, to regain access to her account, Twitter demanded that Stuckey take down the offending tweet. And one other tweet that said of Hubbard, "He's an overweight, middle-aged dude that still qualified for the Olympics by saying he's a woman. So I don't really think you've got a valid argument that his loss proves biological men don't have a competitive advantage. She's an outspoken Christian. She complied, but she told the Daily Wire, I believe all people, no matter what their stated identity, are made in God's image and as such have great value. But I won't affirm the delusion that it's possible for a man to become a woman or vice versa. I am for fairness, safety, and the rights of girls and women. That means acknowledging biological differences between the sexes. I'm never, ever going to give an inch on that." And she's right, of course. I mean, that's self-evident. In any other universe but this one, people would recognize that that's true. Now, one other little tidbit, and then we will move along to more savory items. And this has to do with, and by the way, this would probably be a good time, parents, if you have kids in the room, maybe just turn the radio down for about a minute or shoo the kids out of the room. If a story about prison life is not suitable for their age, we will give you fair warning. Turn the radio down for about a minute. Ready, steady, go. I did it this time for you, Cyrus. This is also being reported by the Daily Wire. A female inmate in California is now pregnant after women's prisons were forced to accept biologically male prisoners claiming to be women without any questions asked. There is a liberal women's organization called Women's Liberation Front, WOLF for short, W-O-L-F, has reported that at least one woman has become pregnant following California's new law that allows men to identify as women and get sent to a women's prison. Get this. Even if they are in prison for violence against women. Doesn't that just have you reaching for the duct tape, Cyrus? I mean, seriously. These are guys, many of them anyway, who are in prison for committing the crime of violence against a woman, and they're allowed to be sent to the women's prison because they identify as women. They don't have to do anything special. They don't have to put on makeup. Don't have to wear their hair any different. They can be just as male as they were the day that they were violating women, and they get sent to the women's prison if they ask for it.
Who's okay with this?
Apparently, Gavin Newsom. And apparently, I mean, is he still in office? He should have been recalled by now. I'm still waiting for that good news. In the meantime, though, yeah, who's in favor? The legislature. And the people who vote these people in.
And I guess that teacher that we played earlier.
She's in favor of it.
Yeah.
The woman who's pregnant is not in favor of it. But it doesn't matter. Because, I mean, I guess if she says, look, he's a man. That would be hatred, wouldn't it?
I'm so confused.
Hatred and judgmental. Women incarcerated in California's largest women's prison are describing the conditions as a nightmare's worst nightmare. After the introduction of new pregnancy resources in the Central California Women's Facility medical clinics, the new resources are a tacit admission by officials that women should expect to be raped when housed in prison with men. New posters have been put up recently in these prisons and in the medical rooms where women go for care. Attention, pregnant people. They can't bring themselves to say women, of course. Pregnant people, you have the right to contraceptive counseling and your choice of birth control methods by a licensed healthcare provider, blah, 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 blah. The law requiring women's prisons to accept biologically male prisoners went into effect in January. The Los Angeles Times reported that since then, around 300 male prisoners filed requests to transfer to women-only prisons. And why wouldn't they? I mean, think that one through for a second. If you're a man and you get sent up to the big house and you're going to be there with a whole bunch of other men, or you don't have to change your appearance or anything, you don't have to do anything different, just check the box that says that you identify as a woman and request to be transferred to the prison where all the women are. Yeah. I think we're running low on the duct tape.
I've used a lot of it lately.
This never ends. We live in clown world. We live in clown world now. And the pregnant people who are getting pregnant in the prisons, they don't have a say in this, I guess. So anyway, let me try to get through this ridiculous line here. The Los Angeles Times reported that since then, back in January, around 300 male prisoners filed requests to transfer. And, okay, one final quote, and I can't really quote all of it just because there are a few things that are, you know, not for radio. But one person, she may be a pregnant person. They may be a pregnant person. I probably should say it that way.
Stop.
Does anyone care, they said, that we are being forced to house with 6'2", 250-pound men, and she adds a line there about how they're anatomically correct, who are here for brutally raping women. This is happening. This is not like a movie or anything. This is actually happening. So I wanted you to be aware of it. And it's a never-ending, it's a never-ending scam. Will it ever end? I don't know. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Gail in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Gail, thank you for waiting and welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Going back to your first article about the teacher who was apologizing for using wrong pronouns, I'm a retired high school teacher and was in the same situation. A student told me the pronouns were he and I said she a couple of times. And I was called to the psychologist's office and asked what
was. Because you're the one with the problem, Gail. You're the one who has a problem. Don't you know?
I knew, but I didn't.
So did they make life miserable for you? Or did you have to grovel or beg for mercy?
No, the psychologist was fairly decent. I mean, although the focus was on my problem. The student was called in, and I said, I'm sorry, it was a mistake. And the student says, well, when you say the wrong thing, I feel like I'm going to kill myself. And at that point, the psychologist actually kind of stepped in and said, that's not Gail's problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So thankfully, I wasn't held responsible for this person's safety. Eventually, this person just dropped my class, which was fine. I was fine with that. Luckily, I'm retired now. I am so glad that I'm out before it's gotten even worse. And that was 6-7 years ago.
Wow.
So, but the other thing is that...
Imagine what it's like now, 7 years later. Can you imagine?
I was told by the counseling staff that if I ever had an issue with this student in class, I wasn't allowed to tell the parents how this person wanted to identify. So the parents were being kept in the dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you tell them that? Was that a school policy or did the student request it or...
I think the student might have requested it because they hadn't told their parents how they were living. It was like they were living a different life at home than they were at school. So I was told just to use the name, you know, just to use Susie or whatever the name was at the time.
But this was a biological male, is that right? The student?
It was a biological female.
Okay.
This one circumstance, biological female
I see.
Who was
okay.
going by male. But the name was the same because it was kind of a both,
okay.
you know, both types of names, luckily
right.
for the student, I think. But
mm-hmm.
It was, I'm just so glad I'm done.
I'm glad
but
for
I,
you.
I think today I would have said it, I would have had a different stance today than I did then just because it was all so new and was happening very rarely,
mm-hmm.
but now I think it might be happening a lot more.
My heart goes out to this current crop of teachers who still have their sanity and have to deal with this kind of thing every day. I can't imagine how stressful that must be. Well, Gail, thank you for calling to share that experience. And yeah, I'm happy for you that you're no longer being subject to that stuff. Thank you. Let's listen to just a quick clip. This is from TikTok, and this is a biological woman who's explaining gender, well, euphoria, I guess is what she calls it. Okay, yeah, let's listen. This is from TikTok, and here it goes.
Gender euphoria, the best way I can describe that is like fully recognizing yourself, seeing yourself the way you want to be perceived.
Can you pause for a second, Cyrus? Okay, I started from the beginning. You need to see this to understand it. Right here, it just sounds pretty normal, like just some young woman talking into her phone, recording this. But you have to see what she looks like. I can't tell whether they've been surgically implanted, but she's got what? Across the top of her head, Cyrus, is probably like five horns, five like metal spikes coming out of her scalp.
Yeah,
like horns.
And I don't know how to say this and not sound mean. She looks kind of like a clown.
Yeah, lots of weird makeup.
A lot of weird makeup, weird, you know, strange clothes.
Some strange piercings in
mm-hmm.
her face.
Yeah.
But the horns, that's what caught my attention. I don't know if they're technically horns. They're spikes, right? They're like stainless steel spikes coming out of her head.
Yep, you got me, man.
Yeah. Okay, so when you post it, then people will be able to see this. If
right.
you want to see it, just check out the show Twitter feed, at P Madrid Show, or go to the show page. You can see everything there, relevantradio.com/Patrick. So this is 30 seconds long, and here's her explaining gender euphoria. Now, you have to see her to understand a little more clearly the point that she's making, but okay, let's listen.
Gender euphoria, the best way I can describe that is like fully recognizing yourself, seeing yourself the way you want to be perceived. So like a lot of people, when they get top surgery for the first time, they're going to feel a lot of gender euphoria because they're seeing themselves, as they want to be perceived. So for people like me who want to be perceived as more of a thing than a person, you know, doing stuff like this, intense makeup or clown makeup, like that's obviously going to make me feel gender euphoria because I feel like myself. I feel like I recognize myself.
You know, what's so sad about that? Everything's sad about it. But the most sad thing is I want to feel more like a thing than a person. I mean, talk about straight out of the playbook of the evil one, to make people want to feel like things, objects, as opposed to people with dignity. It's mind-boggling. But this is everywhere. We're going to come back and take some phone calls. My number is 888-914-9149. Call me, 888-914-9149. I'm also going to give you a resource. If you're dealing with someone in your family, maybe a son or a daughter who's going through this, I have a resource I want to recommend to you when we come back. I'll be right back.
For more of the Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/Patrick.